Beer, now cheaper than gas. This is the Perfect Pour.
Well, if you could only drink gas. Like hoppy gas, though. I don't want any lager gas.
No lager gas.
Gonna be so sweet. That sweet only lager gas.
Dry hop, Citra.
Do you think 87 octane is that like lager, and then like 89 octane is pale, or like a pale or IPA, and then 92 is like a stout, like an imperial stout.
Oh no! I think 91 is a triple IPA.
91's a triple IPA.
Diesel, it would be your stout.
Oh, diesel's a stout. Okay, good. All right, diesel stout. 91's a triple. Uh-huh. 89 is an IPA.
Pale.
87's lager.
87 lager. It's just water.
Yeah.
Flavored water. Like, yeah, you could get by on it. You know, to run lawnmower, get things done. But
I had an uncle that may he rest in peace, who ran a gas station, and he said the whole 87, 89, 91, it's all bullshit. Just get 87. Yeah. Would you agree with him?
No, I've bought into the whole 91 is better.
Oh, and my God.
89 is just them blending 87 and 91.
So that's a blend? Oh.
That's how they make 89. There's really only two gasolines. And so the third one is just a blend. And so you're really just wasting your money. You might as well get one or the other.
Oh, okay.
So I believe in 91. I believe it.
So you
You pay more, but I believe you get the mileage out of it, the extra mileage out of the money.
Yeah, so maybe you're not paying more in a way. And your car is happier.
Yeah.
Can you feel it? Do you feel, as a car guy, do you feel it? That 91, you're like, yeah.
Feel it. In a carbureted car, yes, I believe you can really tell a difference. In a fuel injected car, there's so much pressure, I think you could pretty much run dirty water through it and it'd still run okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll push anything through. Alcohol. moonshine.
Yeah. Imperial Stout.
Nice Imperial Stout, which I'm having right now. Maybe this old yellow chair from
Adobe Creek.
Yep, that's what I opened up right now.
Adobe Creek.
Barrel Aged Stout.
What's it called?
Dump this in the gift. Old Yellow Chair. Barrel Aged Imperial Stout with Madagascar vanilla beans from Adobe Creek.
Where'd you get that?
This has to be a Wazoo donation.
Maybe.
Novato, yeah, Novato, California.
Wait, no, Novato, that's Marin. That might have been a Paul donation, because Paul did a little donation.
Is this a Paul?
That might be a Paul.
Adobe Creek.
Well, by the way, I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And, well, Matt, I think we're going to have to send out a search party for Matt, I guess. He went on a hike. The Fresias hike, and he hasn't been back for a month. So somebody,
he's in a dead heat cornhole tournament hasn't ended since last week.
No, yeah, he can't get up. Oh, maybe he's doing one of those car things where you have to put your hand on the car and you can't leave.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Is that what he's doing?
Hammer's giving away a
Hammer Sportage. New Rock 104 Hammer. We're out here at We're at Lithia Ford.
Mm-hmm. giving a 2022 Ford Ranger away.
Ford Ranger away. The first, the last person touching the Ford Ranger wins. So, send out a somebody go get Matt because we could use him.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have to leave. Just take a microphone to him
or your cell phone
and have him call in.
He's at, just bring some sort of recording device, live recording device that we can get to him.
Tap into the feed.
We're missing our industry
at this exact moment.
Yeah. We're missing our industry insight.
Yeah.
I hope it was nothing I said.
Oh, no. I think we know which one of us said something.
Did we say something? Uh-oh.
Probably.
Damn it. Come on, Matt. All right. It's time to start, like, doing a campaign of Bring Matt Back campaign. So, listeners of the poor, you need to start clamoring. There needs to be clamoring. Clam jams. There needs more clam jams and more clamoring for Matt to come back to the show.
Or send in your application.
Oh, well, yeah. If you want to been wanting to replace Matt, this is your time. This is your window to try and get in there. But there's no replacing Matt, so let's go.
No, it's more like a seat filler position. Like,
yeah.
He's in the bathroom right now. We just need someone to hang out until he's done and wants to return to his
seat
post.
Filler. He's the Kramer, like the Kramer. So
he's the Kramer, yes. Or no, the seat filler. Kramer was the seat filler.
Right? Yeah. Before the show, I was drinking a couple beers. One was the Montucky lager, that Montana lager. Yeah. Sweet as fuck, man. I don't know what I'll say this, save this for Ben Cott drinking that. You know what? I'm going to save this rant later on in Ben Cott drinking. I've got a rant. I've got a rant.
Save the rant.
Loading up a rant. So don't go away. And then before that I had, I had the Belching Beaver, one of the Deftone beers they got going on there. Their classic Deftone beer. I don't have the can now. I can see. Whatever. You know, you all know the one. With the black can.
You'll all see.
And then I had a Liquid Gravity Mo Diggity that I was drinking during the tailgate. That Mosaic West Coasty. And now I'm ready for some more.
East Coast?
East Coast? No East Coast.
I love gold!
This is one from Almanac, Bay Area's Almanac Beer Company. The future is fluid. West Coast IPA. See if it says, dry hopped with Simcoe, Mosaic, Cashmere, and Sabro. This beer was created by the women of Almanac Beer in support of Pink Boots Society. A nonprofit that creates training and educational opportunities for women in beer. Cheers to more inclusive, equitable, and fluid future. A more inclusive, equitable, and fluid future. Creamy head.
Creamy head.
Nice and clear.
How's your head?
It's a West Coast, should be. Well done. Nicely done, West Coast. All right. That's what we're drinking.
Yeah.
We're all settled in. Let's begin. Culture. Start us off, Nick.
Okay, if I have to. Well, I guess quickly, although we pretended to record on April Fool's, we didn't actually record on April Fool's. So, now that that bubble's burst and the secrets are all known, were there any April Fool's beer-related things that actually worked and or were least memorable to you?
I'm trying to remember. There's several things, like all the lot of, you know, beer breweries take the opportunity to do some sort of joke. I'm trying to think of anything that actually like had some traction. I can't think of anything.
I can't either.
Well, it's like we were like, because of, I mean, social media has ruined April Fool's Day because everyone's like talking about it before it even happens and as it's happening. So you're like, you're not surprised by it anymore. Like you used to, like
you learned to.
Yeah. When we were young, I remember being, you know, sometimes you would forget and be off guard by it. And then somebody would do something and you're like, holy shit. And then it ends up being April Fool. You're like, oh, you got me. But like, it's just, you're very aware it's April Fool's Day. Now. So it's so just like everything, everything. Yeah. Too. You're vigilant.
Nothing. Do not believe anything.
Nope. So you're just way too ready for it now. So it's ruined.
I had the same feeling. The only reason I made me think of it, I was going back through the Porum, which is our members only club.
On Facebook, if you'd like to be a golden god, you can be in the Porum.
It was kind of clever. I kind of wouldn't be opposed to it. But Corey Bostwick posted Threshold Brewing putting their beer in essentially Capri Sun pouches.
See, I can believe that. That's not bad because I'm like, all right.
Like, all right. I can dig that. Especially if it comes a little straw, you got to poke in them and jab the hole.
Yep.
Oh, Mikey's leaving us.
No, I'm here. I'm here still.
I know. Video feed just cut. So yeah, nothing too extravagant. Machine Head pretended they were going seltzer on us.
Oh, don't do that. See, that's another one. That's not a bad one either because you're like, oh. You're like, yeah, I can believe that. Not necessarily Machine Head, but just like, I can believe a brewery's just like, all right, we're all full bore.
Yeah. Beer's over, seltzers are in.
Full bore seltzer.
Like if, oh gosh, what's their name? St. Archer said, we're going seltzer. Like, yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. That for sure. No, social media has killed April Fool's.
Yep.
See what Thanks you internet. Did.
So if you want to do April Fool's, do it May 1st and you'll get everybody.
Yeah.
Looking out for / label by Great South Bay Brewing is coming out with Vulgar Display of Lager.
Oh, industry bear.
I hope this isn't an April Fool's. I kind of believe it.
You're like, wait, am I getting April Fool's right now? Deep, we're halfway through April and I'm getting fooled already. Or fooled still.
A new level. Did we? I don't know if we talked about this last week. I don't think we did. First 500 customers receive a free poster. Oh man, I could have purchased on halftimebeverages.com.
Damn, dude.
Let's see, $19.99 for a 4-pack. I guess this is real.
Wait, what are we talking about?
So it's made by Great South Bay Brewing. This Pantera vulgar display of lager. There's a beverage. I think that's a word, a beverage shipping company called halftimebeverage.com, mm-hmm. where you can order this beer from and have it shipped to your house for $19.99 for a 4-pack or $60 for a 12-pack.
Okay.
Or $118.49 for a case.
Ooh. Well, you're having a party.
Yeah. You won't want to walk to the liquor store. No? Okay. Bye.
Nope. Bye.
Bye. Let's see. What else is happening? Want to talk about modern times yet?
Sure.
It's not looking well for them.
Ooh, good. It's not. They're not done, but also there's. It's not. Scary times. So what? They basically the bank has just said, like, we're gonna let somebody
closed on their house.
We're gonna just let somebody that knows how to deal with this stuff figure out what we're going to do with you. And modern times is like hoping like they'll see that it's better to keep us around and keep us operating than shutting us down. Is that what I'm getting from what's happening?
Yes, that is accurate. Crazy and strange. So was modern times truly a marketing project the whole time that just happened to do really well with beer? Like, why, you know, modern times to us appeared out of nowhere and they hit all the marks that a craft brewery should have hit way before any of them actually hit them.
They had the marketing. They had phenomenal
marketing. Like, people who didn't like beer loved their labels.
The labels were just perfection. And then the beer was good. So it was just
beer was good. Labels were awesome.
And they came along, they did the IPAs at the right kind of West Coast IPAs at the right kind of time. Like they were the perfect timing for what they were doing.
Yeah, I don't see, this is where I'm blurry. I don't think they went hazy before it was time.
Ooh.
They dabbled with it with Orderville.
Yeah. I feel like.
But I don't think they pushed it until it was right.
Yeah. I feel like they were maybe it was just because we're just all modern times every day.
Yeah.
But I feel like they were leaders of it, but then that may have been just because I'm just always going to pick up whatever new modern times
is there. Yeah.
So like, but I do.
That was a big shift when modern times went from a rock solid core set to the individual releases.
That's almost true. Monthly. They started doing all their whole calendar of things where they started like Blazing World and they have like four core beers that everyone was just like gaga over. And then they started doing the monthlies. It felt like, I think they're probably like every 2-3 months seasonals, mm-hmm. but like
yeah, some new pattern.
Yeah.
And label you've never seen before. Yeah, somehow you knew it was modern times, even yeah. from 20 feet away.
I'll name some off here in the studio we happen to have.
Do we?
Quite a few. Aurora.
Mm.
City of the Dead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mega Blazing World.
Mega Blazing World. That was a fantastic beer.
Devil's Teeth.
I want to say that was a fantastic
Photocosmos.
I did not like that one.
Oh, you didn't like that one. You remember that?
I do. The name was awesome. And it didn't live up to the beer.
Oneida.
The name, the beard. Oneida.
Oneida.
Cinnabomber.
Oneida. Floating yeah. Worlds.
I don't remember that one.
Triton Project. City. Oh, City of the Sun.
Yes. That one was good.
Tetra City.
Don't remember it.
Let's see. What the hell is that one?
He's reaching.
Sleepless City.
Wow.
Mega Fortunate Islands.
Yes. Any of the megas were awesome.
You're all, every time they megaed it, that's
Mega Blazing World. And those are all bombers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I was naming off all bombers there.
I think we have the largest collection of vintage modern times bombers.
Yeah, so we're set.
In the state of California.
Retirement, we're good.
We're good. Bip,
we're good.
Complete. You have the complete 2015 set.
Yep. I'm retiring.
Retired.
You're like way too young to retire. No, you would think so, but I'm not. Look at my modern times bottle collection, babe.
Do we have any unopened modern times in the old beer?
Ooh, we do have. I think there's an Orderville.
Orderville bomber.
The bad beer drawers.
The bad beer drawer. That thing's got to be ripe.
Yeah, like, I think it's a 2015. I feel like.
What's the layer of mold growing on those things right now?
There's no mold in there.
No, it's clean.
Oh yeah, it's just old, cold and old. That
cold and old.
The studio refrigerator hasn't shut down for a long time. Cold and
old. Go back. I want to redo the intro.
Okay, you can go ahead right now.
The perfect pour, cold and old. Old and cold, perfect pour.
Yeah, but we haven't had any. We have like the power goes out here like once a year for some.
Yeah,
and it's something about, you know, either a squirrel got it shocked or a car knocked over a power pole.
Oh man, you remember that night the car?
Oh yeah, now I remember that. Yeah. We had the power went out here at the studio and had to piece together a show.
Yeah.
Forgot about that almost.
We thought we waited a long time thinking it was going to come back and it never came back.
I was like, well, we got some battery.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, modern times, sucky. Deal.
Yeah. Hopefully.
I truly wonder what happened. And I'm not saying they're immune to it and like sort of survived the pandemic. You know, I'm sure that didn't help their situation. But for a brewery who did so much so right, I'm starting to believe they weren't truly a brewery anymore.
Hmm.
Like there was something. They were a test bed for something, and they finally hit the benchmark where they can no longer maintain what they were doing.
Yeah,
I don't believe any brewery doing something of their caliber would get in over their head this far. But I'm also not a businessman, so what the fuck do I know?
Well, hopefully the bank will let them still keep operating and instead of shutting them down. So
Hopefully they find the right buyer who sees the benefit in keeping them open and alive. Maybe they just need a few more years to square everything up. And
yeah, because I mean, it's gonna take a while for us to all, like, that whole pandemic business is get all sorted out and either like not gonna continue or like, all right, we got through it. We're on the other side of this. We're gonna be able to bounce back. So
yeah.
So the lesson in craft beer the past few years has been don't expand.
Don't expand.
Like if you're making money, if you're a craft brewery right now and you're making money and like all the bills are getting paid and everybody that works for you is getting a decent wage and then that's a whole other thing to talk about with brewery workers and getting a decent wage, but you're making money and everything's cool. Like, just be happy. Just continue on. Don't be like, let's acquire more things and try to get bigger. Like, nah, just chill. Just enjoy your,
just don't
enjoy your success. And, 'cause it's like, that seems like whenever so many breweries like do another level step up and then that fucks them.
Royal or proper.
What else, Nick?
Don't expand.
Yeah.
Are you curious to know who is doing well in the craft beer?
Sure. Because, yeah. Well, it's like, at some point we're just like, why is anybody opening a brewery? Like, oh, wait, still there are some that are making money.
So here are the top 50 craft brewing companies for the year of 2021.
For Untappd check-ins? Is that this? Is that that's
no, this is Brewers Association.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Volume. What is pure volume.
Sales volume, yeah.
Yeah, all right, gotcha.
So top five, I'm sure, have not moved in the last 10 years.
Boston
number Beer one Company. Being number two is Boston Beer.
Oh,
number one is still Yingling,
yes. Which is both Yingling and Boston Beer Company controversial as far as still being craft beer, but I'll let it slide.
Number three is Sierra Nevada.
Yes, nice.
So, yes, very nice, considering number four, who is chasing their tail, is the Duvel Mortgat conglomerate.
Firestone and Boulevard, yes. And Duvel.
Uh-huh. Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
No, not Brooklyn.
No, who's in Brooklyn?
Cooperstown?
Cooperstown's New York.
Yeah, but I can't think of what breweries in Cooperstown.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Shinerbach Company is number number five.
Stone in there. Stone's in there somewhere.
Let's see. Stone is nine. So Stone is just squeaking into the top 10.
All right. And they got that little influx of cash from Keystone.
Yeah. Should help them chip away at
Once they get paid. $400 million. I always wonder, how long does these lawsuits, like when's that check going to come?
Yeah.
Is Greg when we can get that check? Because I'm going to need that check.
I could use that right about now.
No, the whole Napa thing didn't work out too well.
Damn. Um. So yeah, that list is available on brewersassociation.org. Right. Are there any others you're curious about, Mikey?
I think that's the one that Modern Times is in there, but they're in there like number 48 or something.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Ah, I remember.
That is exactly right.
They're just squeaking in there. So, person that now has control of Modern Times, look, man, top 50.
Top 50.
You got to take advantage of that.
Don't want to pass up a top 50.
No, you don't want to disembowel that. Let's keep it going.
No. How can you let Left Hand be better than you?
Oh, where's Left Hand at? Is Left Hand
47?
Wow. Ooh, Left Hand does better than Modern Times, huh? Give me something else in the 40s. Who else is in there?
Give me something in the 40s?
Yeah, because that's the real craft brewers.
Okay. Well, so I know everybody in podcasting loves long pauses, so I'm going to pause even further.
We're all about it here.
My really of the top 40. Oh, really? They made it? So my really in the top 40 is Ninkasi.
Ah, I had that too. I was like, oh yeah, and then Casa, like they're still in there.
They're still hanging out.
Yeah, because like I never see them anymore. I don't see any Ninkasi.
Total Domination was.
Oh yeah,
like go to IPA for a
eight
long
years
time.
Ago. 8 years ago, like Ninkasi was number one, definitely number one Oregon beer brewery. Mm-hmm. For beer geeky craft beer stuff. I mean, I know Deschutes is always there, but like
Ninkasi was kind of kicking ass.
Ninkasi was the cool,
a little rebellious, if you will.
Yeah. And then I've just forgotten about them over the past couple years, but then seeing them in there, I was like, oh, wait. Oh, they're still you guys are still around. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're still.
Oh, yeah, Ninkasi, what have you guys been doing?
Oh, hey, look at this guy's doing IPA.
Hey, friend. Hey, look at this guy. I think he's pretty cool doing IPAs, huh? Still doing those malty ones?
Yeah.
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 You always liked those malty IPAs, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
This guy, always fucking Ninkasi.
Malty, malty.
You love the Morgan IPAs, don't
you? You malty SOB.
Piney motherfucker. Look at this piney motherfucker. Hey, look at everybody. It's Ninkasi. Look at it. Ah, huh? It's pretty cool.
But I think you would be impressed with Creature Comforts.
Oh, my 41. Gosh. Wow. I am impressed. They're like, dominating over Modern Times. Why are we not see Creature Comforts here then? That's bullshit. You guys,
yeah, we always get collabs. We never get straight. Mm-mm. CC.
Where's our Creature Comfort?
Or CC Plus.
We always get our emails get CC'd and we just don't see them. They go into our junk folder. We just
junk.
Never see
you
this.
Junk.
We never see their beer.
We never see you. Yet somehow you are over. You are 8 over breweries we do get.
Yeah, what the freak?
Yeah. I mean, North Coast is 50. Which that makes me sad yet happy at the same time.
Yeah, it's like they're in the 50. They're right there with Modern Times. Like, North Coast is right there with Modern Times. That's got to be like Old Rasputin. No, Scrimshaw.
Old Rasputin is carrying the weight.
No, Scrimshaw, dude.
Don't carry that weight.
Scrimshaw is in a lot of places.
You think it's Scrimshaw?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wonder, like, what's North Coast best
seller? Prankster picks up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm saying Scrimshaw. If you went where you North think Coast, it's
a Scrimshaw.
North Coast top sellers, I'll bet Scrimshaw's number one.
Flagship, huh?
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was interesting too. That Ninkasi and the North Coast was the ones I was like, oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I heard of them.
Yep. I remember.
Yeah, nothing shocking. So I don't know. I hate saying things out of, you know, spontaneity.
Well, because that's if why I research them, podcasts.
They probably make sense.
No.
None of these breweries shock me on the list. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, they all make sense, but oh, shit, that thought went right out of my head. So, I'm not shocked by the list, but I'm also like, where are these guys at? If they're in, you know, Rheingeist Brewing out of Cincinnati. Never seen them in Fresno.
Yeah. Yeah, I see them on social media a lot, but I've never seen them in California. Like, it's one right. thing to not see them in Fresno. It's another to, like, not even see them in San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah, not even a big city that, like, or a beach town that we would
like,
visit.
Like, no offense to L.A., I am. But whenever I go to San Diego, I feel like if it's not in San Diego, then it's not in California. I know that may not be accurate, but like...
No, that's very accurate.
But like, if like a bottle shop in San Diego doesn't have it, then... California doesn't carry it.
Are you even top 50, bro?
Are you even top 50, bro?
Yeah. Revolution Brewing out of Chicago, number 38.
Where? Oh, yeah. I've never seen Revolution here. I mean, I see a lot on social media, but I've never seen it in California.
Odell Brewing, occasionally. Stevens Point Brewing, never heard of her.
Never.
But
Stevens Point
18 on the list.
I used to take my car out and go necking at Stevens Point.
Whoa there.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Children listening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Such language.
All the parents that had their kids in the car. Oh my God, he said necking.
God, this is the explicit episode. I
had my child. Had asked me something I did not want to deal with. They asked me, what is necking, Dad? I had to deal with that question because of the perfect pour this week. That's
right. He said, what the fuck is necking?
It's what George Lucas used to do. Yeah.
You never parked before?
Yeah. Went and parked.
Matt Brewing Company out of Utica, New York.
I remember Matt. He used to be on the Perfect Pour, right?
Yeah, he's number 14.
All right, good job. That's where he went after the Perfect Pour.
He's in Utica.
Oh,
trying to get a job at Dunder Mifflin.
Oh, Utica. Okay.
So, always interesting to see the top 50. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Are we sounding old? Have we been doing this too long? Like, nothing's shocking anymore, but
no, we've seen it all here.
Seen it all.
Episode 453.
Oh. Top overall brewing companies.
Oh, like beer, all beer, not craft beer, but
all
beer.
Not. Beer. All beer.
Beer.
Anheuser-Busch, number one.
Bush. Anheuser-Busch. Bush.
That's the word you focus on. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Well.
Pottersville. Oh, can't be right.
Pottersville. Pottersville. Don't you know me? Don't you know me?
Where's Martini?
Don't you know me? It's me. I never seen you before, and you get the hell out of my bar. Oh, no, don't you know me? I'll save that for December episode.
Oh, man. Yes. How to Drink to Classic Christmas Movie.
Oh, yeah. How to Drink to It's a Wonderful Life.
Every time a bell rings, a brewer gets his session.
Gets his centrifuge.
Every time a bell rings, a craft brewery gets a centrifuge.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure this isn't the April Fool's episode?
I don't know. I'm not sure of anything anymore.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. All I'm sure is death and taxes. You done your taxes yet? This is a public service from the perfect
court. I'm going to write it out to the last minute. I want to sweat a little bit.
Yeah, you want the government to sweat it out. They're like, whoa, fuck. I hope Nick turns it in because we got to get Nick's in.
All right.
The government's
when
all
I go after the rich for. People. We can milk middle class for
we need that Nick.
$650.
Yeah. We need that $650 from Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, you yeah. Kids? That's I'm right. Sorry. You make you're them sweat it out. Year. You make the government sweat it out, everyone. You wait till the last. You wait till 11:59 on the last day.
Yeah. And we get 3 extra days this year. I
mean, tell TurboTax. You submit it to TurboTax now, but you tell them to upload it at 11:59 on the last day.
Right. And then file the class action lawsuit that says TurboTax is false advertising.
TurboTax. There was nothing turbo about it.
It's neither turbo nor tax.
Neither turbo nor tax. Discuss. What else, Nick?
I'm the tax man.
Tax man.
Yeah. I have a team old IPA finding, but it has also been caught. So you decide when we talk about it.
Wait for been caught.
All right.
Bring it in been caught. We got a lot going on in been caught. Listener, you better keep going. Don't like forget about us and then like mark as played in your podcast player. Don't do that. Like, nah. Okay,
well, if you're going to leave the show early, at least give us 5 stars.
Yeah. Subscribe. Go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe. Even if you don't use Apple Podcasts, if you've got it, go in there, subscribe to the Perfect Four. Help us out, bro. Come on. We're here doing this. I mean, we're spending our Friday morning. Welcome to opening day of baseball, by the way.
Oh, God, really?
Woo! Let's go, Oakland! All day of watching baseball and getting drunk. Ooh. Playing wiffle ball in the driveway.
Have you cleared your schedule and hold your calls?
Cleared. All clear. Actually, I might have to pick up my child from school.
Oh, my. So. You're in no shape to do that.
I might have to keep it.
Can she pick you up?
Until
can we?
You're like, can you pick me up? No, she's not that old yet. Reggie has
she knows how to drive. Has kids a couple of
kids. I'll pick him up now, but I'm not there yet. Which I'm fine with. She needs to stay the sweet little girl that she is.
Ow.
What else, Nick? Do you have any other things you want to bring up?
I feel like I should now that you said it that way, but
no. I don't want to move off of you if you have still something left to.
I might have saved a looking out for.
Yeah. Let's
see if my notes do me any justice. Negative.
Negatory.
Nothing looking out.
Negatory, good buddy.
Good buddy. 10-4, good buddy.
I just want to...
There's choke and puke around here.
I just want to note that I think it was because of WrestleMania, but like that Stone Cold Steve Austin beer from El Segundo. What's it called again?
Broken Skull.
Yes, Broken Skull. Thank you. I had it last week, because it was a grocery store beer that was within the 3 month dateline.
Are you saying you checked your dates?
I checked my dates and it was good. And then like last week, that beer just blew up, and I had not thought about this before. How like we just like assume here in California, I think for the most part, we just assume like, oh yeah, Broken Skull. Everybody knows about Broken Skull. It's just a pretty common beer and out there. Right. Like
El Segundo and MBD.
Yeah. But like there was like a whole audience last week it reached that wasn't aware of Broken Skull. They were just like, oh shit, Steve Austin has his own beer and blah blah blah. Like so, like, Broken Skull had a whole week, like, and, like, had some WrestleMania memes of guys drinking Broken Skull, like...
What?
Like, people are interviewing Steve Austin about Broken Skull, and, like, it was just, like, Broken Skull everywhere. So,
holy shit.
Like, you know, and he has that meme of, like, I haven't watch wrestling since the '80s, so, but he's like, I'm gonna have one beer, drink one beer, two beers, that whole thing. Like, it's just, I'm just saying early cheers, I guess, to Steve Austin, and just just way to go, man, way to bring beer.
He has arrived.
It's like we had. He'd arrived in the craft beer world like 3-4 years ago, but now he seems to be arriving out in the outside world. So props to that. There's also weird. You were talking about the 50 craft breweries by volume earlier. There's also a list out there on vinepair.com of the most checked in beers in each state through Untappd.
Oh, okay, I like this.
Yeah, see if I have it here on hand. And I was very proud of California. I talked about this on drinkingandthinking.substack.com. But California, number one checked in beer. Have you seen this yet, Nick? So
I have not.
All right.
No.
What do you think the number one checked Untappd checked in beer in California?
The pessimist in me says 805. The optimist in me says Hazy Little Thing.
Wow. Those are extremely good picks that I would have said as well. But thankfully, Pliny the Elder, number one.
Wow.
California Untappd check-in.
Holy shit.
But like, I would have said like, yeah, I would have, my first answer would have been, 805 probably. And then, yeah, I would not have thought Hazy Little Thing, but definitely Hazy Little Thing makes more sense. But somehow Pliny broke through those two beers.
Wow. So that's good, interesting. I mean,
good job, California.
The legacy of Pliny is still holding up.
Yep.
Like, even though it's been around for, how long has Pliny been out? 20 years now? 15 years?
Maybe.
20?
But I think it's like,
you know, people are checking in to let people know they're checking in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what that
and
means.
And there's definitely that in Untappd. And I'm glad that the audience is still there and Untappd, that you're checking in things for like some, attention is maybe a little bit too much, but just like, I'm not going to check in my Budweiser check-ins. No. Like I don't drink them anyway, but I'm just saying people are still having a little bit of air to them. Florida's number one check-in, the Cigar City Brewing's Holly. I never considered.
Oh, really?
The
Highlight.
Thank you.
Highlight.
Jagilia. Ooh, Jagilia. Creature Georgia's number one is Tropicalia. Ooh. From Creature Comforts.
Really?
That is a fucking great beer. Good job, Georgia, on that one. Hawaii's Big Swell IPA from Maui.
God, that's good. Yeah.
Idaho's Project X Conditioned Reflex from Mother Earth Brewing Company. Remember how Mother Earth, San Diego's Mother Earth, opened up a place in Boise?
Oh my gosh. No, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Project.
So they're number one.
That's weird. That doesn't make sense.
Number one chicken.
I don't like that. I don't think
number that's one right. Bullshit guy.
Louisiana is Juicifer from Gnarly Barley. Gnarly Barley Brewing.
That's awesome. Juicifer.
Nebraska is Fairy Nectar IPA from Cross Stain Brewing. I've not heard of Cross Stain before. New Jersey's Head High from Kane Brewing Company. New York is Juice Bomb from Sloop Brewing Company. I've never heard of this. How is New York's number one untapped check-in called Sloop. Juice Bomb from Sloop Brewing Company? Okay.
It must be an upstate thing.
I don't know.
Where's XL? Tell us about Sloop.
Oregon's is three-way IPA from Fort George. That's nice.
Okay. I'm kind of shocked Great Notion's not in there, but...
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Trying to just, look at, show-related kind of things here in this list. Tower Station IPA from Mother Road Brewing Company's Arizona's. Arkansas's Lil Wheezy IPA from Lost 40 Brewery. Colorado. Got a lot of Colorado here. Is Juice Drop from Breckenridge Brewery.
Wow. Not familiar with that one.
Mm-hmm. I guess they're just going to say, and my, one of my motherland places, Kansas, Tropic Slam from Boulevard Brewing Company. Let's give one more here. Oh, cold in Montana's is Cold Smoke Kettle House Brewing Company. Not heard of it.
We don't believe you because we haven't heard of it.
I don't believe you. I haven't heard of it.
Try again, Untapped. I think you've got it wrong.
All right, well, that's enough of our culture.
What's happening in your culture?
What's happening in your culture, aka...
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Thank you, thank you, boom. Like you, the listener of the show, to participate. We have the most robust voicemail, the most aggressive voicemail segment in podcasting. And we would like you to participate. You can do it in two ways. You can call the voicemail line 24/7, 559-492-0542. And leave a message for us there, or you can record it yourself and send the recording to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Just email that recording to us and we'll play it just like we are doing right now immediately with this person's.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Well, it's towards the end of car washing. Here comes the spot free rinse.
That totally sounds like a spot for you.
Anyway, how's it going, fellas? Just wanted to call and check in, drop you some knowledge from the Moxa bottle share from a couple of Saturdays ago. It was incredible. I brought along three different beers. One of them was a Jeroboam, a 3-liter bottle of a barrel-aged barley wine from a little place called 5050, which is up in Truckee, California. And then I brought a blueberry barrel-aged imperial stout from the brewery. That was fantastic. Tasted like blueberry pancakes with a bunch of goodness on top. And then I brought a 2015 bottle of Bourbon County Rare to share, which was fantastic. You know, the beers that were there were incredible. There were beers that I'd only, you know, you hear of certain breweries, you've never seen them before. One of the highlights for me was having, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 different samples of barrel-aged stout from Horace Aged Ales. Fantastic stuff. That the way they use adjuncts was great. Of course, there was Moxa there, and there's a lot of 50-50 as well. I got to have a 50-50 Pappy Van Winkle 23-year barrel-aged Imperial Stout. Fantastic. But, yeah, so went through a lot of beers that night. There was a lot of beers. Holy smokes. But it was good fun hanging out with the buddy and sharing beers with a couple hundred other guys. They did have some a West Coast IPA and a lager to sip on to kind of break up your palate from all the heavy beers. Good fun. Outside of that, planning for summertime for me, going down to Georgia with a buddy in the beginning of June, going to what's called the Rec Tech Academy, which, Mikey, you got a Traeger, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, Traeger. Rec Tech's another company that makes the pellet barbecues, and they have a little barbecue school you can go to down outside of Augusta, Georgia. So that's my plan for early June. And then it's off to the East Coast with my son and my wife for my son to have some lacrosse tournaments. The daughter has to stay behind because she has to work. You know, she's going to go on her own trip after graduating high school here in another month and a half. Outside of that, you know, it's just work for till then. It's just work. You know, makes Brian a dull boy. That's all I got, fellas. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. Check them. Check 1, 2. Check them dates. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Eldorado Hills today.
Shout out to Eldorado Hills. Thanks, Brian.
I love gold.
New beer entering the show. This one is that Carl Strauss Sierra Nevada collab. What's cooler than being cool? Cold IPA. Yes, what used to be Imperial IPA lagers, whatever.
IPLs.
IPLs, thank you. Now are cold IPAs.
Damn it.
And this one's good, man.
Yeah.
This is my second time having this, so it's like not a surprise.
Old news.
But it's a good beer.
Top 50.
It's words. Better. It's better than a regular lager. I'll tell you that much. Because that's like sort of the weird marketing area for cold IPAs is like it's sort of a lager, but it's also an IPA too. So it's like telling them like, yeah, you probably don't like a straight lager, but you like a lager that's got some some hoppiness to it, don't you? Like, I guess, yeah. It's a weird marketing spot that I don't think we've all totally fleshed out in the craft beer world yet, guys. Let's continue on with the voicemails. Well, I think that's all the emailed one, it looks like. Quite shocking. No chewier beer this week. I'm just going to say it. Don't get... It's okay, Nick. It's going to be okay.
I'm sad.
Guess what? I'm sad.
Hey, fellas. How you doing? Just got another Friday TF Brewing parking lot report.
All right.
So, today is release day. They're releasing a big pastry stout, kind of a collab. Not exactly, but with, I guess, Horace H. Sales helping write up the recipe. They did a little bit of tweaking on it, but it's a big imperial stout. And from the descriptions they said, it's like one thing they threw out was like, you get to the bottom of a banana split sundae and you got all that goodness down there in the bottom. And, take all that and it's all aged in, High West bourbon barrels. So they had additions of toasted coconut, hazelnuts, banana, some of the tasting notes, it says like bananas Foster, some brownie batter, melted vanilla ice cream sundae, and dark chocolate and all that. So this sounds like it's going to be really good. The price is a little crazy, but I'm more than willing to pay for the best brewery in Utah.
Hey, man, you only live once in life.
That's all for now. Maybe I'll call back a little later after I get off work tonight.
Did you just YOLO him?
Let you know how it is.
Yellow.
Until then, keep up the good work. Check your dates. Have fun. Bye.
Bye.
Utah.
Bye. Guys.
Yes. That was pretty good. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks, Hoptown, and thanks for calling the perfect part. You can do it. You can do it, too. You're like, I can do this. I can contribute to the show. Then please do.
There's more.
PerfectPortPodcast@gmail.com or 559-492-0542. The Nick 80 on a tap. Hey. What'd you drink this week?
Beer, maybe.
I hope. I mean, God forbid you drink something not beer.
I know. It's terrible. Unfiltered beer.
No.
Or water, as they call it. I did have a Moonraker beer and I cannot find it in Untappd to remind me of what it was, but it was unique and new from the market and I liked it and I thought, I'll just leave it here on the counter and I'll check in tomorrow. Apparently I didn't do that.
And then the recycling guy from the city came and like took it.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Now you have no idea what you drank.
Tuesday. Oh, shit, I gotta go put the trash can out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was good. It was from the market. It was like purplish.
Wait, what brewery?
Moonraker? Moon.
Go on Untappd and go Moonraker and see if...
I did. I'm doing that.
And nobody's... Yeah. It's not coming up. Yeah, nobody's checked it in.
I don't... I don't see... Oh, maybe. How do I do that? Let me see. Sort by more info, local check-ins. Yes, let's see, maps.
Yeah, did Matt have it? Remember the guy that used to be on the Perfect Pour?
Who?
Matt. Remember him? No, he was the industry guy.
No. He sounds too industry for it.
No, that's not true. He's the industry guy. That doesn't sound like the perfect bar.
Right? Not possible. I wonder if the market has it on there.
Oh, they got it.
But on their page.
Oh, on their Instagram.
They take photos every once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while.
Once in a while. It was good. It was a 16-ounce can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, crap. Bombers.
What else?
Not
what
a
else?
Thing anymore. So, we have our, it's Volkswagen season for us here in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our weekly meetings at Popolo's Pizza.
Oh, that's a good place for me.
That's a good, great place for a meeting. We finally have good beer to enjoy.
Oh, they're starting to get some stuff back in now?
Kind of. So earlier in the show, I alluded to Team Old IPA. And I got to be the one to kill the cake. That's what I'm saying.
You're the one that has to do it.
I
got to
take one for the team.
Somebody's got to do it.
And make sure.
Otherwise, that cake will just go on forever.
It'll go on forever. It's already old. It was old in November.
Uh-oh. What is it? What beer is it?
Sierra Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite beer over the winter season?
Oh, the cold snap, is that what it's called? Or the one with the snow. The one with the snow on it.
The snow reference.
Yeah, snow can with all the snow on it.
Uh-huh.
That was my favorite winter beer.
Yep. You were all about it.
Yep. Until it became spring, and then I was like, fuck that beer. Here's a piece of shit. It's
old. Check the dates.
Oh, it's old. Powder. It's powder.
Nice. Nicely done, sir. Yes, it is Powder Day IPA.
Powder Day.
From Sierra Nevada. They assure me this keg is fresh.
Like, oh, no, it's keg is fresh. Like, I'm sorry. I think your version of fresh is different from my version of fresh.
I think so.
Oh, no, it's fresh. It's 6 months old.
It's been on tap since February.
Oh, no, it's fresh. It's only been on tap for 2 months. The same one, same keg. The same keg's been there for 2 months. It's fresh.
Yeah. So I don't get it, but I am enjoying it. It is a really good beer with pizza.
All right.
And they have it on tap. And you know what? I don't care. Old or not, it still tastes
all right. Good. Well, thank you, Nick, for doing that. If anyone else could go help out Popolo's, go get that keg.
Clear that keg.
Get that keg out of there so we can get a summer beer in there, maybe.
Yeah.
Or they'll just put in their last winter kegs of winter beer they have in there.
Yeah, like, they'll put Celebration back on.
Like, oh. Yeah, you never think about that when, like, we're at a beer bar. And they like, and somebody blows the keg. You're like, oh shit, that's cool. There's gonna be a new keg coming on, like new keg, new keg. What's it gonna be?
New keg.
You're like, fresh. Oh, that's gonna be fresh. But who that keg may have been in there for like 6 months waiting to get tapped. You don't know.
Yeah.
You're just assuming like, oh, it's a freshly tapped keg. Yeah, it's freshly tapped. 6 months, 6 month old fucking keg that's freshly tapped.
Yeah. It's still 6 months old.
Well, we just tapped it though. We just that's smart of the breweries and beer bars are like, we just tapped this. So in your head, fucking fresh as hell.
You will stop asking questions if that's what the bartender
does. Yep. You're like, what? How old is it? Well, we just tapped it. So that's
yeah. You're the first one to get a pint. You better
You better shut up. You shut your face and drink your beer, you dumb shit.
Drink it. Yeah. Do you want the top pour out of this?
You want the top pour? I bet you want the top pour. You love that top pour, you little little dick.
I love it. We got the top four, guys.
What'd you say? Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Oh, God. Some poor waitress just called you a dick for not wanting the top four. Oh, my God.
Well, it happens, man.
Wow. West Side Chili's is not a pleasant place to
West Shaw
here.
Chili's. West Shaw Chili's way different from Northeast Chili's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Herndon and Fresno Chili's, different environment from fucking
West Shaw. Hello, sir. Chili's. Welcome to Chili's. How can I serve you today?
Local reference. You can serve West Side me.
Chili's? By, yeah. Don't be a dick. Just order the old IPA and don't shut be up. A
dick. Just get all these IPAs out of here. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
we still got Sierra. We I'm still got man. Sam Adams Oktoberfest on. You want it or not?
Yeah, I'll do it. Hook me up.
What's your seasonal beer? Oktoberfest. Shut the fuck up and drink it.
What's your seasonal? Give them to me. Give them all to me.
All to me.
That's what we need. That's what the craft beer world needs, is somebody to sacrifice themselves and just drink all the old shit to get them out of there.
Can we only if we can get a Discovery Plus show?
Oh yeah, that'd be a badass show.
I drink your old IPA.
It's called I Drink Your Old IPA.
Hi, I'm Mikey. I have nothing else to do but drink whatever your beer is.
Do you need help clearing out old beer?
You need your help.
We have we got a solution for you.
It's like Newman in Seinfeld when he has to eat all the muffin bottoms. Everything goes back to Seinfeld now in my head.
Everything. When he gets hired to kill the dog that's bothering Elaine.
Yeah.
Then they kill the wrong dog.
Yeah. Well, they kidnap the wrong dog.
Oh, kidnap the wrong dog.
Kill him. Come on. It's raw.
It was implied.
They killed him, okay? They did it. What else? What else were you drinking this past week? Or anything else we need? Let's see.
Let's see. What did I do? Where did I go? Had an IPA. Friday night we did the car show out at the Rods on the Bluff. That was fun. There was no beer there.
Boo-boo. But
I did have that Moonraker beer later that night. Is what I'm thinking about it. Saturday. It's all right. For fighting.
It's all right for fighting.
No, I guess that's it. That's all the beer I had.
All right.
That's strange.
If you want to check out Matt. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
Yeah. Let's
see what he's doing. And Nick is the Nick 80. I'm Dorktown on Untappd. I had one from Hen House, Santa Rosa's Hen House Brewing. Constantine is Charlemagne. Charlemagne is Constantine.
What?
Or Constantine, whichever you like to pronounce it. I don't know the reference, but I went with it. It's an Imperial Double Hazy IPA. It's good. From Liquid Gravity Brewing, Central Coast's Liquid Gravity Brewing Pale from the Crypt. They had a new label for it, so of course I got it. It's good.
Same beer, different label?
Same. That's a question I don't know the answer to, because the Pale from the Crypt, every few months they'll have a different label, but I think it's the same beer. So,
yeah, interesting.
This one I'm drinking right now, What's Cooler Than Being Cool, the Carl Strauss in Sierra Nevada. And the reason I want to mention it is because it was not untapped anywhere. I did all kinds of name searches for it. All kinds of different ways, you know, because sometimes you can search the name of the beer, the exact name of the beer on Untappd, and it won't come up.
Yes.
But then you can search it in a different way, and it'll come up. So it's Untappd has a terrible search engine. I like Untappd. I'm not one of the Untappd haters, but I will say that Untappd's search engine is really not as weird. So, but anyway, this beer was not in there anywhere. So I had to fucking create it. You, an Untappd user, can create a beer in Untappd and start checking it in. And there are moderators. We have moderators that listen to the Perfect Pour in Untappd that can go in like, oh, this doesn't look right. Let me adjust it or let me delete it. So I was like, all right, motherfuckers, I guess I'm the first person in the world. You're welcome, America.
Where's your badge for that?
to create and check in what's cooler than being cool, the Carl Strauss in Sierra Nevada.
How did Carl Strauss forget to do that?
If we had an industry guy on from Tioga Segura or something, we had that as one of the
that'd be interesting
people of the show. We could ask
a
person like that, but we don't have that. So you would think like the first time that's canned, somebody at the either Sierra Nevada or Carl Strauss would be like, all right, let's get this in on tap so people know check it in. But no, nobody did it, so I had to do it. So if you ever check in what's cooler than being cool, I'm the one that started it. So you're welcome. I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
I'm way
sure there wasn't a typo in there.
Actually, no, I'm way too proud of it, actually. I should not be this proud of it. Let's see. What else do they have? Doesn't matter. Nothing more important than that. Okay. Here's my rat. The Montucky. So I bought it. So I've been needing to have like a go-to like situational beer in the beer fridge.
Okay.
Like you can't, you know, budget constraints. Well, you want to you want to have something in the fridge that a 12 pack at least of something that you just didn't pay a lot of money for, but also will take care of any situations, whether it's person coming over to house that you weren't expecting, but you want to have beer, or yourself of like low budget week, but you still want to have beer. And I'm like, oh, I saw the Montucky 12 pack at Whole Foods was like cheap. It was like $12 or something. I was like, oh,
okay. Almost a dollar a beer.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, this is perfect to just stick it in the fridge and it's there for emergency or whatever situations. So I've been having a couple of this Montucky's this week, and like everybody loves lagers. All the industry people love lagers. Beer Twitter loves lagers. Industry.
Beer Twitter
loves lagers. Brewers love lagers. And that's what a Montucky Cold Snap is a lager. It's in the lager family. I'm just like, damn, this thing is sweet as fuck. Like, it is sweet. I'm like, this is way, like, is this a Montucky thing? Is it a lager thing?
Yeah.
I think it's a lager thing. And the people that love lagers are like crispy boys in the beer community. They're called crispy boys. Like, you love to throw the term.
You don't want to be associated with them?
Crispy boys. But I'm like, but crispy, to me, the word, the descriptor of crispy is like clean, a clean beer that's like really sharp and fresh and clean. And lagers to me are not
way too sweet.
Like lagers are too sweet for that. That doesn't crispy does not mesh with sweetness to me. And lagers are sweet. So I'm like, why to me, like a super dry pale is crispy. A lager is sweet. So I don't know.
Okay. We have a definition. We have a defining moment in the podcast.
Yeah. So I just, the whole lager movement, it's great and all. I get it. But also.
Also, what the fuck?
Also, do you know that the pails exist?
Right.
Phantom Bride from Belching Beaver was the one I was having earlier. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. The Stoked Mosaic from Hen House, I had that. That was really good. And that's pretty much my drinking week. Drinking with Lincoln at the lighthouse. Everyone, I'll see you there. See you there.
Don't forget to show up.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Finishing off that beer.
Nobody's
over it on.
What's cooler than being cool? Cheers. You got any cheers, Nick?
Cheers. Cheers to Scotty B. I saw
Scotty.
He.
B.
Oh
my God, Scotty B.
He tried to stump us on April Fool's Day, saying he was giving up beer.
Oh my God, Scotty B.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one either. Like, I could believe that of like not really hearing a whole lot from Scotty B. And then all of a sudden, one day he's like, okay, guys, I'm giving up the juice.
Giving up the juice. Yep. So to see him still out there in the world is good. Been a while since he's called in for the show.
We're asking if you know Matt to like, get in his ear and like, hey man, come back on the show. And also, if you know Scotty B,
yeah,
get in his ear and be like, I haven't heard you on the show lately, Chief.
But it'd be nice to hear from you, Chief.
Yeah.
Got a very angry dog right here.
Uh-oh.
Not happy with Boxer my situation. Trouble. Podcast boxer making a mess of things. Cheers to Penny. She is 4 months old now.
Oh, cheers to Penny.
She's growing up quickly. Mama says go to bed. Oh shit. Yeah, cheers to all our golden gods. Hope they're all doing well. The world is beginning to look normal again. I know there's a new variant on the horizon, but I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Cheers to anyone who is in California and likes Volkswagens and wants to come out to our car show this week.
Oh, you're in Madera, California.
Madera Fairgrounds.
April 10th, Sunday?
Sunday, April 10th.
Madera Fairgrounds. Come check it out.
Biggest Volkswagen show in the Central Valley.
Oh, nice. If you're in Central California.
27 years now.
Central California. Is there one on the coast, Central Coast? Or is this it for Central California?
Solvang has a really good show.
Yeah.
The
Southern Central Coast, Solvang.
They call it Meet in the Middle. I believe it's somewhere somewhere around Monterey they meet. It's a Volkswagen show. And then there's the Treffen, which is the Volkswagen caravan down California coastline, Highway 1 from Seattle to LA.
Whoa. How long does that take?
I believe it's a week-long adventure if you do the whole stretch.
Does it where everyone stays somewhere, or they like camp out? Like what's that?
No, they have host hotels along the way. I think they do so many miles per day. I would probably do the San Francisco to LA stretch if I was ever so lucky.
Mm-hmm. That'd be tight.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Someday.
Mm-hmm. Someday, somehow.
That's your cheers?
That's my cheers.
Cheers to, of course, our golden gods at the Perfect Pour. Golden gods at those special people. They're special. They're always going to be special in our lives.
Yes.
And your lives as well. That donate money to the show, $5 or more every month. The golden gods give us some money and we pay our bills with that money. So thank you, golden gods. And you do.
If there are any golden gods, new golden gods and or older golden gods that would like stickers and or.
Yeah.
I guess stickers is all we have left right now.
Yeah.
If you would like stickers, contact us. We'll get them to you.
We'll get them to you. Yeah. If you're a golden god, we will list. We your first priority line bump. You don't have to line vest. If you're a golden god, you get it. If you ask for something, you get it. Okay. Yeah, we need to do some more merching.
Yeah, we can do some new merch.
We need t-shirt merch and more stickers. Also, cheers to the Friday night Zoom. There is a group of listeners every Friday night that get on Zoom and hang out and drink beer and talk about the show, talk about beer in general and life in general. So that's an option for you if you listen to the show. You want to get involved with people that other people listen to the show. Look, there's links in the show notes for the login line. There you can go. But like, hey, what's the code to get in on this Friday night Zoom? It's there. All right. Just hang out with cool people. And also the forum on Facebook and the login line, as I said, on the Discord. And I still don't have enough people for the fantasy baseball league to start it yet. We've got a little group going, but we still don't have enough for it to be legit. All Perfect Pour listeners. If
okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, no, we don't. No, you don't know what the hell.
Oh, you want me to do it?
No, it's not like poker. Where it's like, yeah, you want some guy that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing in there because you'll make money off him. Like in fantasy, you kind of want everyone to like participate, even the ones that are like getting the shit kicked out of them. You want them still to be legitimately putting in the best team they can forward. So.
Oh, I'm legit.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll get in there, Nick. Click the link on ESPN Fantasy. The Perfect Pour, or look at the show notes and there's a link to it. So get in there now, because I mean, either I got to make a decision of like, all right, this is enough people, let's go, or just like, this isn't enough people, we're going to shut it down. So this is the week we got to make the decision, folks. Oh,
man. I hope you guys make it, because that'd be sucky if you didn't. I'm not a sports guy, but
yeah, for you want the fantasy baseball to go. I know how much
you
want to
do this, and it'd be fun if you guys could.
Come on, let's go. We'll be talking about it all the time.
Yeah.
Also, cheers to Lane Steely. 20 years ago,
wow.
This past week, he passed away. So, cheers to Lane.
I got
to
do that.
Why you got to bring it there? More we're bringing it there.
So soon after Taylor.
What the hell have I? Yeah, Taylor. I don't think we really talked about Taylor Hawkins. Cheers to.
Yeah.
Cheers to all that, I guess.
Cheers to all of that.
Cheers to appreciating life, because you never know what the hell is going to happen, man.
Right. So glad we decided to see them in December.
Yeah, right. You saw the last American, their last stop of the Foo Fighters American tour was North American tour was Fresno. So, There you go.
There you go.
Well, thanks for listening to Perfect Pour.
Yeah. Always ending on a high note.
Yeah. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Oh, man. Woo! Oh, did you want to be happy when you left this podcast? Oh.
I got some beer left here still. That's happy. Thank God.
That's happy. Yes.
Uh-oh. The beer fridge, the studio beer fridge is making some weird sounds right now.
Oh,
good thing I don't have the fridge mic on. All right. Well, like I said, this week, here's some things to think about. You got baseball.
Uh-huh.
Baseball's back. Think got about it. That. Being baseball. On the Fantasy Baseball League for the Purple War.
Yeah.
Okay. Go find Matt. Go find Matt and bug him about being on the show. Like, dude.
Right.
We miss you, Matt. We miss you being on the Purple War. What are you doing? Get back on the Purple War.
Tickle him in the armpit. Make see if he lifts his hand off the car.
Yeah. Like, just, like, push him a little bit. And then they'll eliminate him. And then he can come back on the show.
Taunt him with a breakfast burrito.
Yeah, give him a breakfast burrito. He'll get out. He'll take a breakfast burrito over a new car any day.
That's right, any day.
So go, get Matt a breakfast burrito. That's what you need to do. Yeah, and then after you do that,
right?
First, you gotta have
be awesome.
Be awesome. Have some fun.
Have some fun.
And then be safe, though. You're having fun. And you're like,
of course.
Like, I love having fun. But be safe. Just put some parameters in there. But before you do that, What?
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah.
Oh.
No more specific.
Your date.
It kind of is, though. Checking your dates is check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because
that's essentially what they say.
Buy some old beer, you're wrecking yourself.
So, you're wrecking yourself.
You're just wrecking yourself. Nobody else. Everyone else.
You're setting yourself up to wreck yourself.
Yeah. Don't set yourself up to wreck yourself. Because everyone else wants you to buy that old beer. There's nobody else that's like, hey, man, don't buy. Everyone else is like, the grocery store is like, please, God, dear God, buy that beer. The distributor is like, oh, please, please don't check that. They go buy that beer. Everyone's just rooting for you to buy the beer. We're just asking you.
Especially the merchandiser who doesn't want to write it off and get a shirt.
We're just asking you to check yourself.